Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Two business organisations have launched urgent court action to halt government's new employment equity quotas. They are the National Employers Association of South Africa, which represents more than 23,000 organisations, and the Africana business group, Sakalicha. They've gone to the Gauteng High Court to challenge the new rules. Government insists that companies with more than 50 employees must meet minimum diversity targets for their specific sector. The DA launched a similar challenge in April. The two groups contend that the targets are impossible, irrational and harmful and would lead to a massive waste of public and private resources. South Africans are significantly poorer than the global average. That's according to Investec Wealth and Investment International, which blames the country's anemic economic growth since 2010. The investment manager says you can see a decoupling of South Africa's GDP per capita from the rest of the world in 2010. Fast forward to 2023, GDP per capita here, adjusted for purchasing power parity, was $15,194, and that's compared with $22,850 globally. Investec Wealth has a long list of causes. Growth has been hampered, it says, by sustained load shedding, corruption, crime, disintegrating infrastructure, and foreign policy missteps. The economy is therefore 37% smaller than it would have been had we tracked our emerging market peers. National Treasury has flagged a number of objections to the proposed state-owned asset management company. A bill to establish the company is before Parliament. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana told MPs that there was concern that the Public Finance Management Act would not apply to the company, would open the door to corruption and political interference. Should it pass Parliament, Transnet, Eskom and SAA, amongst others, would all become subsidiaries of the company. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the all-share and top 40 flat. London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow closed up 0.5%, the S&P 500 up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up just under 1%. One key milestone there, AI chipmaker NVIDIA has become the first public company in history to be worth more than $4 trillion. In Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei is down 0.5%, Hong Kong is flat, Sydney down 0.6%. The US dollar steady at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.79 to the dollar, 20.88 to the euro, 24.21 to sterling. Gold at 3,318, platinum 13.51, Bitcoin just over 111,000. Bitcoin earlier, by the way, hitting an all-time high of just under 112,000. Bitcoin up 18% so far this year. And finally, Brent crude oil staying firm, just over $70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.